Welcome to the Healing Room. I'm Ariel Hardy. A lot of us in the U.S. right now are experiencing betrayal. It's November 2016, and a lot of our friends are taking different political views than we are, or we've found out that they voted differently than we would or than we did, and we're not sure what we can say or not say. We might post something on Facebook, and one of our friends or someone we trusted slams us on Facebook for stating what we feel. So as I look around, I no longer know who I can talk to or who I can say anything to, because I might speak openly to friends that I've spoken openly to my whole life or as long as I've known them, and now we're on completely different pages. So we're either arguing or someone's getting tense and quiet or everyone's holding their tongue to try to keep the friendship. So we're going to pull in our spirit guides and our angels around us, and we are going to clear between us. So we're going to clear the energy in the energy bubble around us, the electromagnetic field, but also between our bubbles. So from my bubble to someone else's bubble. So we all live in this egg of energy, and within it are all these layers. So we'll just start there. We ask that the spirit guides and the angels clear the layers in our energy field. Often in those layers, we carry the energy of our environment, which includes our friends, our family, our homes. So we ask that every layer around us is completely flushed out so we can just start over. The more flushed out it is, the quicker you're going to be able to shake things off, like a dog shaking off water. If you stay bright, you stay clear, as things hit you, you can quickly let them go. Because right now, the minute we get our vibrations high and we get happy again, someone says something, someone posts something, we see something, hear something that just throws us right back down. We spiral back down to a low vibration again. So we ask that these layers are flushed out so that they can maintain themselves. The layers in the bubble are supposed to spin and move quickly, like fluid light, round and round us, flushing out constantly, much like the chakras or the vortexes you hear people talk about in the body. Those are like big buttons in the front of you, like big discs in the front. They open to the back too, but usually we just mostly focus on the front, because usually you're facing people when that energy is coming to and from them into your vortexes. The energy comes and goes from tubes of light. Think of them like flashlight beams. So someone shines their flashlight on you, and all of their information and message and emotion comes through that flashlight beam and hits you in the chest. There's a chakra there, or in the stomach where there's a vortex or chakra. And so then you feel it like you were just hit by your best friend. So we ask the spirit guides and angels to clear up these connections between us and our friends and family. We ask that these cords or these flashlight beams or connectors are completely flushed out and reset. We give it all away. We give it to God. We give it to our spirit guides. We ask them to flush it out and bring love into us so that we can just go back to love with each other. So let's do that now. We're going to open up the top of our head, the crown vortex. And that vortex is where we connect to God. So we ask the angels to connect us to the divine, to the light above us. We ask that this light is able to push down, this fluid light, push down through the top of our heads, down through our neck, through our chest, through our tension in our shoulders, all the way through the pelvis, down through the knees, down through the ankles and feet, so that we become a river or a conduit of God's light. We ask that everything in the way of that light is pushed out. Our anger, our fear, we ask that it's completely removed. Our sense of betrayal, we ask that it's completely pushed out and the light just pours through us. Now we ask that this light moves from us to others. We ask that we are able to be a powerful force. I'm not saying fill with love and peace and just sit there and just feel the peace and it'll all go away. It's not going to go away. We're all in it. We're all going to be fighting. We're all going to be standing in our power. There are going to be lots of conflicts and lots of arguments. And I'm just teaching you here how to reset. I don't want you to all crawl into a little bubble and just stay there. I want you to really live your life, be a human, say it like it is, say what you feel, but just know how to reset and how to clear it all back up again every day, many times a day, until we're through this post-election season, no matter how long this lasts. So we ask our spirit guides and our angels to push out anything in our way of being the light, of being love for ourselves, for our country, for people that we love in our lives. We ask that that light pushes through us and that we are powerful and we are strong and we are coming from a place of love. We ask that all fear is lifted from us so that we don't feel like we have to tiptoe around our friends. We're able to say whatever we feel like saying. We're able to say it and get over it and move on. Everyone's allowed to say what they want to say, what they need to say, what they need to get out. We ask that the energy keeps moving and flowing and flushing. So this is how we keep clear. I did a radio show on my Energetically Speaking series. You can find it on my website. And in that show, I talk about not bubbling yourself. Like, we have a natural bubble around us, but that bubble is formed by keeping a flow of God's light moving from our head and shoulders down through us and circulating out of our feet and hands and back around us. And it creates this energy around us that creates a bubble. But you don't go and put a bubble around yourself superficially to protect yourself in this egg. You want to just have no protection except connecting to the light above you, God above you. Let it pour through you and push out from you. And it may come out in all different forms. One day it may be anger and drawing a line and saying no. And the next day it might be total compassion and love. It might switch every 5 minutes to some different version of love, empowerment, and enlightenment. But you definitely want to just have a circulation. That's how you keep clean, flushed out. Anything old or heavy in your way will get pushed out, and you will create a natural light around you that pushes out from you, and that pushes dark energy, heavy energy, away from you and keeps you out of a lot of danger, because as you're shining, somebody who might have wanted to oppress you may move back away from you because they can feel the power, the light coming from you. By all means, I do not mean let's hole up inside our perfect little magical bubble here. I mean, let's live, let's be passionate, let's be awake. We ask God's light to be in our hearts, to be in our souls. The soul center is in the upper chest. We ask that our soul is lit up and does not go dormant, does not fall apart, does not quit, does not hide. We ask that we are amazing, powerful human beings. We ask that our soul shines through human form on earth. We ask that we are up for the journey. We are up for the adventure ahead. We ask that you, God, you, your light is connected to us, pours through us, surrounds us, fills us. We ask that we speak freely and openly and clearly. In the name of God, in the name of the light, this is Ariel Hardy in the Healing Room.